China's fuel price hike triggers gas lines as global oil prices climb. China raised domestic fuel prices for the fourth time this year as global crude prices surged amid the Iran war, increasing costs for drivers and truckers and triggering long lines at gas stations in parts of the country. China's National Development and Reform Commission announced that retail gasoline and diesel prices would rise starting midnight on March 10. In China, the fuel prices are set by the commission, the regime's top economic planning agency. Under the new pricing scheme, gasoline prices increased by about 7%. The increase marks the largest single adjustment since March 2022, according to Chinese media National Business Daily. Since January 20, China has raised fuel prices four times, on January 20, February 3, February 24, and the latest adjustment. The price hikes follow a sharp rise in global crude prices. U.S. light crude futures for April delivery on the New York Mercantile Exchange briefly approached $120 per barrel on March 9, up more than 30%. Long lines at gas stations. As prices climbed, drivers in several regions in China reported long lines at gas stations. The Epoch Times spoke to several residents across China who requested anonymity due to fears of reprisal. A resident in Heilongjiang province told the Epoch Times that farmers relying on fuel for agricultural machinery have struggled to buy gasoline amid the surge in demand. "There are too many people at the gas station, and we have to queue to take a number," the resident said. "You line up one day and sometimes only get fuel the next day." The resident said locals typically fill up fuel barrels in addition to their vehicles. In Hunan province, another resident told the Epoch Times that gas stations were crowded throughout the day. "You can't even get into the line here," the resident said. "There are long queues both in the morning and afternoon." Chinese media outlet Kaiping News reported that vehicles have lined up outside a gas station in Kunming, China, on the evening of March 9, with staff working nonstop as pumps remained fully occupied. On March 13, President Donald Trump referenced reports of fuel shortages in China during an interview on The Brian Kilmeade Show. "The reports are correct about the long lines," Trump said. "Shrinking profit for gas stations." Despite higher prices, some fuel retailers in China say they are facing shrinking profit margins. Analysts at Sublime China Information said wholesale prices for gasoline and diesel have surged along with crude oil costs, while retail prices remain capped under China's pricing system, according to Chinese media NBD. The result has been a sharp narrowing of the gap between wholesale and retail prices. According to Sublime China Information's data model, theoretical profit margins for major distributors of diesel had fallen to about 666 yuan per ton as of March 6, down nearly 59% from the previous period. Profit margins for gasoline and diesel at independent refineries also declined significantly. The International Energy Agency said on March 12 that the war in Iran is causing the largest supply disruption in the history of the global oil market. Yang Xu and Gu Xiaohua contributed to this report.